Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW share number 90. That's Bayis Pnimi share number 90 for women. We're going to talk about a husband's need for unconditional love. I love you no matter what. I do want to make a strong disclaimer right now. The unconditional love quote that's used in the culture these days is not what we're going to mean over here, because in the culture, unconditional love means zero responsibility, no accountability for one's own actions. You could behave as terribly as you can and expect, love me no matter who I am, meaning I could do whatever I want and I have no responsibility whatsoever, and it causes a deterioration. That is not what we mean by unconditional love. Another aspect that's important to know regarding unconditional love and acceptance is there is a very, thank God, small percentage of people. So we're not talking about this in our shir, where you place unconditional love, quote unquote, onto a husband who is abusive, literally abusive, or a narcissist to a degree where there's no empathy there, to the point of a mental disorder, then these concepts don't apply. And you have to speak to a mentor to deal with them accordingly. But what is important to know is that when we're dealing with, I would say, over 90, 95% of us, we were married to people that are good people but flawed people. The unconditional love being that the core of the neshama is pure. Elikan neshama shenasata b'tahirahi. Our soul is pure. Your husband's soul is pure. And any flaws that you see, even things that are problematic, are on top of it covered. This is the Baal Shem Tov's Yisoid, which was given Moshe Mesinai, but it was emphasized by the Baal Shem Tov, that a Jew is pure in essence. That purity, that nekuda, is where the unconditional love and acceptance is by the core of the neshama. And in order to allow your husbands to drop the mask that they have and feel safe and respond back, is to give them that unconditional love in that healthy sense. A deep love, a lasting love, a resilient love of a loyalty that's unwavering. That's allowing, by doing so, by showering upon a person unconditional love, whether it's towards yourself or towards your husband, to allow your inner value, your inner voice, your inner self to be revealed safely and accepted fully. And they did national surveys of a majority of both men and women that basically said that their number one love need is that unconditional love. Now, we would expect the number one need for men to be sex, the number one need for women to be communication or emotional connection. But it seems that both men and women agreed on this one truth. They want to be loved unconditionally by their spouses for who they are. This is not a selfish need to be exploited, but a deeper need. Needs to love him and receive him in all circumstances. I love you no matter what. I support you no matter what. And I will receive you and accept you even in tough times. The loyalty of it, the ne'emanos, it's like what we strive for when we talk about Shir HaShirah, that Hashem is loyal to us even if we sometimes flounder or struggle. Very often, this ahava, this love, transforms a person and creates a great change in them. It's easy to love a person when it's good times, when things are going well, when the behavior is always great. But when we're tested, sometimes in testing, then we need this unconditional love that will not quit without Bashares. In times of crisis or times of difficult stress. And sometimes you wonder, this distance, will we ever get closer again? And to say to each other, I'm here for you, no matter what. Some human beings, unfortunately, will use that as a security blanket and not want to change their behaviors. But deep, deep inside, from the core of us, almost all of us, when we receive that true love, we'll want to change for the better. The story someone brought down, I give credit because, you know, we know that Torah is Torah's Emes, and all other religions have elements that are Sheker, not just Avodah Zarah, but wrong Hashkafas. So even Islam, which is monotheism, has a lot of warped Hashkafas there, and Christianity certainly has warped Hashkafas there. But at the same time, there are some that try to yearn to do what's right. And I read up on a particular person, again, from not our faith, but the idea being is, had a certain degree of morality where it was a business client, and this particular rich business client gave a lot of money to a particular church, to a particular person. And this particular counselor or priest, however you want to call him, called this guy out, the business client, for their unethical business practices. And by doing so, lost half of his income. So here he was. He had a phone call. We put his foot down. They agreed to end the relationship. And he lost half his income in an instant. And he needed a safe place where he would be loved unconditionally with no strings attached. That's what he needed. He picked up the phone and called his wife. Said, something happened. You need to know. No matter what I have to tell you, I need you to support me. We're going to be okay. And he told her what happened. And he knew he had a safety net. Of course, Einoi Milvadoi, Hashem is the safety net, but that's the point. Both husband and wife, when they're connected to Hashem in a real, real way, then they could be a safety net for each other. This Arei Miklat, this oasis in the desert, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the true, only, true escape, but it's not escape, it's into reality. You recognize this, that you're both connected to Hashem, then for each other, you could be an Arei Miklat too, as a representative of Hashem. So he drove home. He had a lot of fears. He was very worried. He lost half his income. His image of being a provider was in jeopardy. He felt like a failure. He put his family at risk by taking this stand. He started second-guessing himself. Maybe I should have worked something out. Maybe I shouldn't have taken such a strong stand with this client. What if I misunderstood what he was saying? How am I going to make up for this loss of income? What will my wife say? What will my daughter say? How will we keep afloat? And then Emuna, again, they have a not direct Emuna, unfortunately. We, Baruch Hashem, do. We know Einoid Mulvadei. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So for us it's easier. But the feeling of Emuna did come in their level. And the connection with his wife and the acceptance of her saying, no matter what, I'm with you. And tell me what happened when she got home and went through it. And he said, I talked to this person on the phone and I sensed something was deeply wrong in the business relationship and what the business was doing. And I couldn't sleep or concentrate or focus on my work. And you and the girls I've been neglecting because of my worry about this. And I felt I needed to confront this person about his business practices. But I know if I did, I would lose income and our business relationship is over. I know it's the right thing to do, but it's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt us financially. And the wife in this case was supportive. I know you feel overwhelmed and scared. How could I help you? And he responded, "You're helping me by listening, by just listening. Not seeing the panic or fear." And again, this comes from Emuna. A wife having Emuna. Hashem is in control. It's not my husband that lost this income. Hashem, for the time being, that this particular Keli is not here anymore. It's coming from Hashem. Circumstances didn't change. They were still going to lose a substantial portion of their income that year. But because of his wife's response, everything was different. He knew he wasn't alone. And yes, we know Hashem is the security. But we need each other, connecting with Hashem to support each other. And a wife can do wonders in supporting her husband in those situations, in all situations. In this case, the wife said, Hashem owns all the money in the world, right? As it says in the Pasuk, Liya Kesev Liya Zav. So no matter what happens, the wife said, I will stay close to you. We will be together. We will do everything. We'll be together with each other, thick and thin. I'm proud of you. You did the right thing. And again, it's hard when the finances get tight and you know it was your husband's decision for taking a stand. To go beyond and recognize it has nothing to do with your husband and he did the right thing. And he was very moved. She loves me even now. That response, her words, her touch, her look, affirmed a certain value and worth in her husband. To believe that her husband was deserving of her respect and acceptance. This is what we call unconditional love and acceptance. This case, it's a little easier because he didn't do anything wrong. He actually did something very right. We'll talk later about how to have that unconditional love even when mistakes are made and errors are made. But what one needs to know, and wives need to know this, they, with their true love, seeing the essence of the neshama tahirahi, and acting upon it and talking to that, trusting in Hashem and asking Him for help with this, you're actually literally building your husband. You're breathing life into him. Pikuach nefesh mamash. You're saving him. I talk in the men's side to appreciate when their wives do this. But that's true unconditional love. And we'll be Mamshach Be'ez Hashem talking about this in the upcoming Shir Be'ez Hashem.